Somebody who's a ghost face is very sick and is about to die. Or somebody who's being taken out to be killed. He didn't have air in which his chayav misa for, and Bezin is taking him out to kill him. He has a din like a ghost face, as he is about to die. Now, when do we say that a yotu laharig is similar to a ghost face? That's only if his chayav misa and a Bezin shall yisrael, that for sure they're going to kill him. But if his chayav misa and a Bezin shall akum in a geisha court, that is not similar to a ghost face, as a geisha court could be bribed, or they could change their mind. Now, the din is you cannot be neither, nor marach on them. If somebody would say to make plenty of lion, a geisus or a yotu laharig, he would not have to give any money to Hegdash, as he had no value to be sold as an Evet, since he's about to die. Nor can you be Marach then. If you would say, Ech plenty of lion, a Geisus, or a Yotu Lahart, you would not have to give any money to Hegdash. Even though Erechin is not totally on value, it depends on age. Even so, the Tanakhama learns out from a Pasuk that they have no Erechin, you don't have to give any money to Hegdash. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavi, Oymer Nerach, Mipnei Shedamav Ksuvim. Avoeno Nidar, Mipnei Shein Damav Ksuvim. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavi says, you could be marach on a yotu laharig or a kosid. If you would say erech ploni alai, even though they're about to die, you would have to give the money to hegdash, because the amount you pay for erechin is set in the Torah according to age. So since it depends on age, not on worth, even though they're about to die, you still have to give the money to hegdash. But you cannot be neither of them if you would say to me ploni alai on a kosid or a yotu laharig, you wouldn't have to give anything to hegdash, because the amount that you pay is not set in the Torah, meaning it's totally on their value to be sold as an Eved, and they have no value since they're about to die. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Noider Umarech Umakdish, Vim Hizik Chayev B'Tashlum. Rabbi Yosi says that a Yosi Laharg or a Gosit could be Noider if, when he's about to die, he says, make plenty of lie, or he says, Erech plenty of lie, or he is Makdish something from his property, he would have to give the money or the object to Hegdish. As even though you cannot be marach them or noider on them, but they could be noider and marach and magdish. And if they damage something before they die, there would be a chiyav tashlumin. The yosh and the people that inherit their property would have to pay from the property they inherit for the value of the item that they damaged. As Rabbi Yosi holds, milba haksuva b'torah k'ksuva b'shtar domya, meaning to say, a chiyav that you have that's written in the Torah, for example, in the Ezekiel, when you damage something, it's written in the Torah that you have to pay. It's as if there's a start to that effect that you're chayav in tashlumin. And a milva that has a start to that effect, the yorshim has to pay that milva after the person who owed the money died from the property that they inherit. So therefore, if he damaged something before he died, the yorshim has to pay from the property they inherit. Now the Tanakhama, even though they agree with Rabbi Yosi that somebody who's about to die could be neider and marach and magdish, but they argue with Rabbi Yosi in that he says that if he damages something before he dies, that the yorshim have to pay. And according to the Tanakhama, milva haksuva b'torah lav kiksuva b'shtar damya. A chiyav that you're chayav in a Torah, it's not as if there's a star to that effect. It's like a milva al peh, a milva without a star. And the din is a milva al peh, you cannot collect from the yorshim. So according to the Tanakhama, the yorshim do not have to pay the deceased person's chov that he is chayav, the other person who he damaged. But they agree by Noyder and Marach and Magdash that the Yorshim have to pay the amount of the Neder or the Hegdash. The reason being is even though Milva HaKsuv B'Tor Lav HaKsuv B'Shtar according to the Tanakhama, but Hegdash has a greater Shibud. The Chiyuv to Hegdash is a stronger Chiyuv than a Chiyuv to somebody who you damage. So a Chiyuv to Hegdash is as if it's written in the star, and therefore the Yorshim would have to pay to Hegdash the amount that he was Neder from the property that they inherited from him. A woman that did not bear in which she is chayav misa for, and the woman is expecting a child, Bezin does not delay in carrying out the misa until she gives birth. Even though it means that the vlad also will die, the vlad is considered part of the guf of the isha. Even though the vlad is the property of the baal, still we kill the isha while she is pregnant, as we learn out from the pasuk umesu gam shnehem. And Chazal learned out from the word gam that also the vlad would die with the isha. Yashvala mashber mantina la achetele. But if the woman had already gone into labor and she is sitting on the mashber is a makom that the isha sits when she is about to give birth. In such a case, Bezin would delay in carrying out the misa until she gives birth. a sense of Lot is about to be born, it's not considered part of the group of the Ishus, so therefore we cannot kill the blood in this case. A woman that is killed will not benefit from her sar. Now we're not talking about her natural sar. And the person who dies is also a bana. We're talking about where she's wearing a wig. And she says before she died that the wig should be given to her daughter or to somebody else. As in such a case, the sar is not considered noi ha'isha, a decoration on the isha. And just like a person who dies is also a bana, so too any noi on them, anything decorative on them, such as jewelry or anything else, is also usur b'hana. But in this case, since she said before she died that the sar should be given to somebody else, it's not considered noi ha'isha, so therefore you're allowed to benefit from it. Behema shenerga asura b'hana. A behema that is killed by Bezdin, a behema that is chayav misa, for example, the behema killed a person, that Bezdin put the behema to death, that behema is usur b'hana, even the sar of the behema is usur b'hana.